Well, we used to call them greasers or spicks. Mm-hmm. When we wanted to have a fight with them, we'd call them a spick or a greaser or a tonk.
A what?
A tonk. T-O-N-K. Always just an old tonk.
That's in Mexico?
Yeah.
Are those words still used now?
I haven't heard them used for many years.
None of them?
Except when I use them. Or Clarence or Wallace comes here. Wallace is 63, Clarence is 73,
mm-hmm.
and Robert is about 65. And we know what we're talking about. Always just a damn tonk, or he's just a...
Mm-hmm. Which of those words is worse?
Well, the one that the Mexicans resent the most is the greaser.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they got that name was everything they eat. I think that's the news. Boys.
That
yeah, he and two other fellas killed 28 boys. He took them to places, smiling on his face. Look, here's another one, here's another. And right here we buried another, out on the beach at Galveston, up the road, all around Houston. 28 bodies. And what brought it to a head was the head man of this thing. And he got crossed up, he shot him accidentally. They were wrestling over the pistol went off and he killed him. Well, he had to report him because he couldn't get him out. The neighbors heard the shot, and they called police.
Mm-hmm.
And police went in there, and there were two boys tied up by the hands and feet that these people, that these boys had been abusing. And another boy was out, doped or something, in another room, but he was part of the gang. Because
mm-hmm.
when the police asked, he said, "Where is Henley and where is this other man that Henley killed?" And he thought that Henry was going to kill him. And have you kept up with that case? Had you heard anything about it?
It wasn't. I'm sure it was more publicized around here. You know, and it wasn't good. I know some of that, but not.
They legalize abortion. They legalize things that have been preached against for many years. And yet they'll tolerate somebody that is abnormal, they're absolutely wrong, and I don't think it'd be a sin to do away with them. I have two daughters, and since I can remember, many, many years before my daughters were born, there was a man, there was a neighbor of mine, lived in Los Ebonos over here, a little subdivision that was in the very best part of town. And he came over and he said, "Let me use your phone, I want to call the police. This man just abused my little girl." I said, "Call the police, hell, take my shotgun and go kill the so-and-so." I was just for the peace at the time. I said, "I'll tell him that he attacked you. I'll be your best witness.
Mm-hmm.
You shoot him in the back and I'll swear he jumped on you. When you pull the gun, you turn and you just happen to shoot at the wrong time." He called the police, they did no thing to the man.
He called the police?
He called them, yes. The police were called in and they arrested the man, they didn't do anything to him. That day I said, if I ever have a daughter, if I ever have a child that a homosexual abuses or anything, I'll get a bonding company to sign his bond and get him out of jail. And I'll pick him up and I'll make him sorry he ever lived, because I'll kill him slow. The Inquisition has nothing. You know, I lived in Mexico and you get kind of case hardened. You get, the outside is hardened and then you get hard on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a prison called San Juan de Ulua, the famous Bastille of Mexico, the Escorial of the New World. It was built out in the harbor on a rock.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way out of there was through